You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studios. Man, the local, the state, the national. We cover down on all the issues. And yes, we are, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, hey, technical difficulties appear to have been resolved at our Huntsville affiliates. For those of y'all that texted us and gave us the highlight that, hey, you're off the air, we appreciate it. Thank you very much. Don't ever be afraid to tell us because, you know, we're in our studio. Right Side has its own studio. We are a standalone business. We basically operate as such, and we send our signal out to other stations. So apparently one of our stations had some technical difficulties on their end. They now have it resolved. And for all practical purposes, it appears that we are up and running. So I just hate that some of y'all had to miss some just enlightening verbiage. But anyway, hey, listen, we're going to go right now to the phones. My friend Matt Clark from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, he is also right now a professor at Faulkner University's pre-law program. He has really got a great resume to include not just his degree from Liberty University, but also having clerked at the state Supreme Court. And Matt is one of those guys who gets in there and dukes it out on issues of constitutionality and civil liberties and things that just matter to you and I in a broad sense, even at the Supreme Court level. Right now, he's got a piece he wrote in 1819 News that just came out today. I wanted to break it down with him. So let's bring him on. Matt Clark, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Phil, I'm doing great. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good, sir. I'm good. Hey, listen, man, I'm doing a segment right now. I think I told you this morning called Judicial Review. I just went through several stories, vaccine mandates being enjoined, Trump not being allowed to have a special master to review documents seized at Mar-a-Lago, just a variety of things. But one of them that caught my eye that got this started was you wrote a piece that came out today in 1819 News about a case that I've really not been tracking. Called 303 Creative versus Elenis. Tell us why this matters and what it's about.
Sure, absolutely. So, honestly, probably unless you're, you know, like really, you know, following everything that's going on in the constitutional law world, like, you know, like me, most people probably haven't heard of this. But this is another case that's arising out of Colorado, which strangely has kind of been the epicenter of a lot of these clashes between the LGBT agenda and religious liberty. And what's happening in this case is you've got a Christian creative professional named Lori Smith who creates custom websites for couples that are getting married to help them celebrate and promote their weddings. Honestly, Phil, I didn't even know that this was a thing until I got engaged a few years ago. And my now wife was like, hey, we have this thing called the dot. Like,
oh, yeah. Listen, my daughter just got married, and I can tell you there's all kinds of things we didn't have to do back when Charlene and I got married 37 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. This is kind of new to me, too. I mean, I knew I was going to be a dinosaur one day. I just didn't know it was going to happen at 35, but here I am. So, but anyways, she uses her artistic talents to do this, but, you know, she wants to run her business in accordance with her Christian beliefs. So she had a statement on her website saying, hey, listen, I'm a Christian. Because of that, I simply can't engage in any conduct with this business that violates what the Bible teaches, and one of those things is that marriage is a union between a man and a woman. So it's like, if you're gay, I got nothing but love for you. I just can't, you know, use my platform to help celebrate that wedding. So state of Colorado had a problem with that, so they got into a big lawsuit over it, and the lower courts have pretty much told her, you got to bow the knee and do it anyway if you want to stay in business. So she's represented by Alliance Defending Freedom. They asked the U.S. Supreme Court to take her case, and the court agreed. So that case is actually set to be argued on Monday morning. And interestingly, Phil, the primary issue in this case is not free exercise of religion, but freedom of speech. As I explained in the op-ed, you know, this probably doesn't make a lot of sense to people who aren't lawyers, and that's because folks like you and I have had our minds warped by, by law for many years. It goes to show, you know, if the average person's ears and is like, hang on, isn't this religious freedom? And the U.S. Supreme Court says no, then the Supreme Court needs to fix this free exercise jurisprudence. But since they haven't done that, we kind of have to find a back door into fighting for religious freedom. And for a few years now, freedom of speech has been that back door, and we've actually had a lot of success at that. Quickly, the reason is, you know, the Supreme Court, one of the few things that conservative and liberal justices have been able to agree on over the years has been that, number one, the government should not crack down on you because it does not like what you say.
Yeah.
And number two, the number two is that it should not force you to try to speak a message that you disagree with. So when you combine those two things and apply them here, you know, the question is, isn't that exactly what the state of Colorado is trying to do to Ms. Smith? And isn't that what, you know, a lot of these laws are trying to do to Christian creative professionals across the country?
Hey, Matt, yeah. let me jump in and ask you real quick, too, because I don't know the answer here. The case is styled as 303 Creative, which I assume is Lori Smith's company, versus Elanus. Now, is Elanus, was there an actual potential customer who felt aggrieved by this and sued? Or is the state of Colorado coming in and they had to find a plaintiff? What happened here?
So Elanus is the head of the Colorado Civil Rights Commission.
Ah.
It's one of those things, instead of suing like the commission as well, you kind of have to sue the head of it in their official capacity. You know, so it's, again, for the non-lawyers here, this is a way to sue the government without explicitly saying you're suing the government. Why? Because that would be too commonsensical, and the law doesn't always comport with common sense.
Gotcha.
So, you know, the fight is between Ms. Smith and the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. Like I said, free speech has been on a huge winning streak, and because of that, especially with the court's recent decisions about compelled speech, saying, you know, it's especially egregious to try to force someone to say something that they fundamentally disagree with. I would be shocked if we don't see the five conservatives at least locking shields on this and sticking together. And as unpredictable as he can be, I think Chief Justice Roberts is probably going to be with us on this one, too. But if Smith wins, this is going to be a huge win for not only freedom of speech, but really religious liberty in an indirect way.
Yeah, and I look at it, too, and I think, you know, how can there be a harm here? I mean, the thing that drives me crazy in these cases, much like the cake baker case, which I've forgotten the name of it. You may know the name of that one.
Jack Phillips.
Yeah.
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 Well, that's his job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. In very similar circumstances, except that he actually had someone that walked in saying, we'd like to order a cake, and he said, I'm sorry, I can't. And in this case, you've got the state of Colorado just jumping in there and trying to enforce something. But the reality is this: there is no way in the world you can justify the idea that there's not another website designer or another cake baker or another florist right down the street who could provide for you the same level of service and continuity that you would have had you not felt compelled to go to the Christian baker or the Christian florist. It's hard to find true damages here, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. And that to me is one of the most egregious aspects of these lawsuits, is not only are they violating the rights of the individual baker or florist or whatever, but they're pretending that they actually have a true grievance when everyone knows they can go to a florist down the street who doesn't care.
Yeah, bingo. You're absolutely right, Phil. So I agree with you on that completely. It's interesting. In the court below, just so shocking about this, is apparently Smith, the way that she does these custom websites is a little bit differently than the way it's typically done. Imagine that. An artist has a unique way of doing things, right?
Right.
I can't remember the specific facts, but it's because she did her websites a certain way and she was the only one that did it that way. The Tenth Circuit below said, well, the fact that you have a monopoly on this way of designing websites all the more reason why we need to step in.
That's
awful.
It was
the stupidest thing. Yeah, it was the stupidest thing. It really was, especially in the cyber age where, look, you know, the question is, why do you, you know, if you're in the Colorado area, why do you have to like this one where you can probably get, you know, 10 web designers from California or Washington or New York, and it's just as easy as getting that local one. So to your point, especially when it comes to the internet, and, you know, it makes the argument all the more absurd that you need this person to bow the knee. But yeah. That's the age that we're living in. It's horrible.
Well, it does appear to be that's the age we're living in. Hey, by the way, before we leave and end our time with you here today, I don't know if you're tracking or not, but the Biden administration is losing left and right on the ability to actually follow through on his plans to write off student loans left and right. You been tracking mm-hmm. that?
Yeah, I've been following. It's great. They need to lose, but yes, I've been following.
Well, I'm curious what's going to happen. The Supreme Court declined to, allow the injunction to be lifted today. Just didn't take it up, and they're going to have oral arguments, I believe, in February. Do you know for a fact? I think they are.
Yeah, they are. That's exactly right. So, let me think. Yeah, I think up until this point, the Supreme Court has been hesitant to step in at the emergency stage. Justice Kagan is actually getting some success with branding that as what she calls the shadow docket, like making important decisions very fast. And she's had some success persuading Chief Justice Roberts and Kavanaugh and Barrett to stay out of things until there's some final judgments, you know. So that's why the Supreme Court declined to intervene twice. But now it's finally stepping in. I think the six conservatives, and I'm including Roberts in that, are going to think that the Biden administration doing this by itself is going to violate the major question doctrine. You know, that was the grounds for shooting down the OSHA vaccine mandate, the EPA's plan to, you know, destroy our economy and our energy sector, and the CDC's eviction moratorium last year. So I think that same issue is at play. And if real quickly, if you don't know what that is, that means that if an administrative agency decides that it's going to make a decision of major political and economic significance, then Congress has clearly authorized them to do that. And here they haven't done it. So yeah. The thing is, like, you're going to get beat down for the fourth time in the row on the exact same grounds. When are you going to learn your lesson, Biden administration? So
I don't know that they will. I mean, I'll never forget the vaccine mandates. I think it was the one where Biden actually stood there at the podium and said, well, my legal advisors tell me I probably can't do this, but we're going to do it anyway. I'm like, what? I couldn't believe he said that. Vaccine mandates, he pretty much strips away his own standing by announcing that the pandemic is over, and yet he's relying upon pandemic authority for the student loan bailout. It's on and on and on.
That's one of the problems with having a kind of senile president. He says the quiet part out loud, whereas all the other politicians.
Yeah, and I'd love to know who his legal advisors are, man. But anyway. Hey, listen, thanks for unpacking that for us. Do you know when should we expect a decision to be handed down on this 303 Creative versus Elena's? Do you know?
My guess is it's going to be in June. That's usually when the Supreme Court saves their most controversial opinions, the hottest ticket opinions, and this one falls into that category. So I'd say June, probably mid to end June is what I'm thinking.
Have they already had arguments on this yet, or are they going to schedule those now?
Oh, no, it's going to be... they're holding oral argument on Monday. So
okay.
If you get the chance and you want to tune into live oral argument, feel free to listen.
All right. Hey, brother, appreciate your time. Matt Clark, Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, also a professor of pre-law at Faulkner. We appreciate you, man. Have a great day.
Sure. Thank you so much, Phil. You have a good one.
All right. Thank you, too. He always makes me feel smarter when he comes on. I just feel like I get continuing legal ed by listening to him talk. That's the way it works. Love that guy. Anyway, hey, listen, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to come right back. I'm switching to number two on the Triple Dipper, and you're going to want to hear this one. The anti-U.S. agenda. How does what we're seeing right now compare to what historians say were the factors that created the fall of Rome? Oh, shoot. Yep, you're going to want to stay tuned. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.